Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Broadcasted from Konami HQ in downtown Tokyo, it's the world-renowned Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast.
All right, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 6 of the MGS4 Integral Podcast. Once again, I'm Sean Eystone, and I am here with Aki Saito.
Hi everyone.
And producer Ken Imaizumi.
Hello everyone.
Okay, so, Aki.
Yes.
Where are we today?
We promised to meet up at the Eastern Europe stage.
Right, right.
And basically, Sean, what are we going to do today?
Okay, so today we're going to pick up in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. And this is right after the cutscene ends where Snake comes out of the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the section where you're following the Resistance member through Eastern Europe and trying to find the Resistance hideout.
Mm-hmm. However, to make it interesting, I know that everyone has cleared this stage already, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah, more or less. So this time, we're going to try to be as like tour guides of the stage.
Yeah, kind of pointing out different parts of the town and, you know, what happened here, you know, what went into making this part of the town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interesting things to see around the Midtown area.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a little bit tricky because we will not be following the Resistance member.
Yeah, we'll make sure we'll update where
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we're talking about.
So people will have to follow instructions very closely this time because it is very easy to get lost here because
okay.
The roads are very complicated.
All right, Sean, let's get started then.
All right. Okay, so first thing you'll notice is the atmosphere here. You'll notice all this mist, a slight drizzle coming down from the sky.
Mm.
Also the sound of the train in the background.
Mm.
This is all intended to recreate kind of like a, you know, like a spy movie type of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, it's kind of dark.
Bourne series.
Right, right.
The MI series.
They're kind of rainy and people may not even notice at first.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look very closely, you can see that it's not just mist, but there's also drizzle, you know, rain drizzling down from the sky.
Right.
And if you point the camera upwards, those droplets will actually stick to the screen. You know, it is water falling from the sky. It's not just a simple mist effect.
You know, Kojima Productions is really famous for this water effects on the camera.
Right, right.
The raindrops on the camera. This is a really cool feature.
Mm. And there's also something that happens with this drizzling rain that I'll point out a little bit later.
Okay.
But for now, I guess we can continue on. One other thing that I want to point out is that aside from this rain, you know, you'll notice the sound of the train in the background.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story behind this. You know, we wanted to have this station in here, right? And originally, you know, we were going to have actual railroad tracks in the town to kind of show the trains coming and going. But the problem is that, you know, if we have railroad tracks here, then Snake could actually get onto the tracks. And, you know, for various reasons, that was pretty inconvenient because, you know, the player could follow the tracks to who knows where.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wouldn't really be a good impact on the gameplay.
Mm.
We still wanted to recreate this feeling of being at a train station, but somehow do it without having the actual train, you know, on the screen.
Mm.
And so the sound team came up with these wonderful sounds that really just recreate the atmosphere of being at a train station.
Mm.
Do you want to talk about the sound
of the crosswalk?
Yeah, clicking sound.
Yeah, well,
crosswalk. We spent a long time to get that sound.
Yes. Well, actually, Ken, was it Ken that you said that there is a identifying sound of a crosswalk, which is so different to even other European areas, but this one location that he said he heard?
Mm-hmm.
We went to Prague,
and
we heard the sound, and that's very different from a Japanese one.
Mm-hmm. So he came to our division and said, I need this sound. Can you get a hold of this sound? And, you know, staff, which is Echo, you know, went crazy. What's the big deal about the sound? But Ken said, no, I really want the sound. We want to put this in.
Hideo said, you know, he wants to have that sound. And then sound team said, what sound? What kind of sound was it? So I said, tick, tick, tick kind of sound. And the sound team said, I don't get it. You know, I wanted to have something, you know, like a real...
Just something to refer to, to get this real realistic sound.
Kojima Productions do a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
She just went over to get the sound. She did other things as well, just to hand deliver something or things like that. You know, all these miracles that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really is reliant on these people flying over just for a night or something. But anyways, we got the sound in. We're very happy.
Right, right.
Very accurate.
Very accurate, so people living in this area of Europe may recognize that sound.
Yes, right? Yes. Okay, so where are we off to?
All right, so we're going to move ahead, and what we're going to do is we're going to jump into the cutscene where the Resistance member makes his appearance. So head towards this crosswalk here. The cutscene will begin.
Okay.
All right, so as we continue on, next, this is also related to sound, but you know, this resistance member will come walking out and you'll hear him whistling.
Mm.
And a lot of effort actually went into getting this whistle right as well.
Really?
People may not realize it, but you know, he has several whistling patterns.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're closer to him, he'll be a little bit nervous maybe, you know, may pause as he whistles, maybe sound a little bit more tense.
Mm-hmm.
If you get farther away, he kind of relaxes and does like a really loud, happy whistle. That was put in by request of, you know, Mr. Kojima, who wanted to have really recreate the feel of stalking somebody and, you know, having your target be a little bit nervous at times, comfortable at other times. So you could gauge, you know, where he's going by the sound as well as your signal interceptor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was added and, you know, the response was really good, so.
I had a lot of players playing this game whistle the tune of the Resistance member because I did.
Right.
This gets into your head.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know, funny story about that whistling also is that, you know, the guy who actually recorded this whistling sound,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when he was whistling, like, it was really accurate, mm-hmm. like, you know, perfect pitch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the sound guy said, you know, it's too good because, you know, it doesn't sound like, you know, a Resistance member. You know, a Resistance member isn't a musician, right? So he's not going to have perfect pitch for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to do several takes to get, you know, the right sound, you know, where it sounds like a normal person whistling rather than a musician whistling.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, can whistle.
Yeah, can whistle.
Well, another point that I found out about this Eastern Europe stage is that it's so different from the past two acts that you have been playing. All of a sudden, you're in this environment of buildings and, well, basically, you look different, right? With the coat and everything and the young face look. And also, I noticed that there's a lot of lights and kind of like living people behind each building.
Right. That was a conscious effort on the part of the development team because we really wanted to create, you know, an empty town, a town that feels empty, but it's not deserted. You know, it's not a ghost town.
Mm.
It's basically a town that's under curfew, so people are forced to stay indoors.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the people are still there, so you can see the lights on inside.
What do you call it? Martial law? Is it under
kind
of?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So under martial law, and everybody's forced to stay inside, you know, once it gets dark.
But when you go close to the windows or the doors, you could kind of actually feel there's someone kind of living behind
right,
that.
Right.
You know, that was my second time when I thought I got real 5.1 and, you know, good sound in there.
There's some people playing a game, right?
Basically, all these buildings actually have sounds emanating from them. People listening to different TV shows, radio shows, maybe playing games. And there actually is somebody playing the original MSX version of Metal Gear in here as well.
Cool.
So point that out a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, as you know, the real way you're supposed to play through this stage is to follow the Resistance member.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the gameplay of this stage is a little bit different compared to all the other stages that you played up to this point because there's never been a stalking mission.
Mm-hmm.
The point of the game is to follow this guy without him noticing you and without any of the PMC troops noticing you either.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think for a lot of people, this was really hard. You know, I think it's one of those stages where you're either going to really love it or really hate it. I think, you know, it's one of the stages that'll give you the most trouble if you're more of the run-and-gun type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, you know, actually like a hidden thing that you can do to make it a little bit easier that some people may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you manage to put, you know, Laughing Beauty to sleep in the previous stage, and you use that Laughing Beauty face camouflage, you can actually walk through the town pretty freely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people do that. They'll switch back to the Octocam and, you know, kind of like sneak through, hiding in the corners and things like that. But if you want to take the opposite route and keep this coat on, put on the face cam with the beauty face cam, you can actually walk pretty freely through the town. And when the PMC guards notice you, as long as you're not doing anything really suspicious, then maybe they'll tell you to stop and they'll come up and look at you and then they'll let you pass.
Oh, really?
So for people who are having a hard time, you know, getting through this stage, that's something they may want to try.
Cool, cool. Okay, so Sean, why don't you introduce us the route you're going to take this time?
All right.
So that the players could try to kind of have that route in their head.
Okay, so I think most players probably followed the Resistance member and went through the park, you know, with the guy peeing in the park and heading to that route. But there's also a route that's probably less known, and it goes along the river that runs through this stage.
Yeah.
You follow the canals, and you get to the same point at the end, but it's a less traveled route. So I think today we're going to take that route and introduce people to places in the stage that they may not have seen before.
Okay.
All right, so the first thing we want to do is after you come out from this starting point, you want to head to that point where the Resistance member came out from. Okay, so it's kind of to the northwest, and you'll see it's basically, you know, a dead end, And so people may be wondering, you know, well, where did this resistance member come from? Where did he just suddenly appear? Well, actually, well, if you look closely at the end of this dead end, mm-hmm. to your right, you'll see there's actually a duct on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And it heads to the north. You know, the idea is that this is actually where the resistance member came from. And, you know, the people who went to Eastern Europe to gather materials actually said they saw a lot of, like, little ducts like this under the building.
Yeah.
And so they definitely wanted to put that in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to use it here to explain where the resistance member came from. And so what we're going to do is we're going to crawl into this duct and head north.
Okay.
Basically, what you want to do as you go through this duct is just head straight ahead. Just keep on heading north. You can see the exit on the other side. If you go a little to your right, there's also an item in here. So you can pick up a PSS, which is, you know, of course, a handgun. You know, it's not a very great handgun, but the thing is, you can sell it for a lot of money. So people who are gathering Dreadon points, if you pick that up, I think you can get like 5,000 Dreadon points.
Ooh,
so
wow.
For people who want to pick that up, they can go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Otherwise, just head on straight through and come out the other side of the duct. And when you do, be careful, because there's a guard on your left on the other side of this yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just put him to sleep. And then if you put this guy to sleep, you know, the thing a lot of people may not realize also is that the resistance member will change their course depending on which guards are awake and which ones are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
If you disable this guard, the resistance member will actually take an alternate route, and rather than going to the park, will head towards the river.
Oh, I see.
In any case, we're not going to wait for the resistance member today. So let's just head to the north, basically where you put this guy to sleep. Take the slope that heads up towards the north.
Mm-hmm. With the van on the right.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a van on your right, so head up that slope.
Okay.
So head up this slope.
Uh-huh. And the van on the right.
You pass the van on your right, and also a trash can.
Trash can.
Red car.
Then it kind of splits, but you want to take the right path mm-hmm. that heads towards the park.
Okay.
Then when you get to this intersection,
mm-hmm.
you want to take a left.
Okay.
And as you follow this left path, keep an eye on your left-hand side, and you'll see an open door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big double-gated door
yeah.
that's open. And so we want to head in here.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to head into this load, and I believe this is the first time we've ever gone into a load.
Okay.
For the Integral podcast.
Okay. Okay.
It's a big event.
Load. Okay.
Load.
Shall we count down?
Shall we count down?
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone ready to load?
Get ready, everybody.
Okay.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, everyone, finish the load. And where do we come out?
All right, so once you come out from that load, you'll be in a courtyard.
Wow, this is cool.
And you know, this courtyard is pretty unique in this stage in that it's the only really enclosed courtyard that looks like this. You can hear a lot of different sounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the really interesting thing that I want to point out about this courtyard is if you look to your left, you'll see a statue.
Yeah,
a
statue, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you look to your right, you'll see that there's a statue platform with no statue on it.
Oh. Mm.
In that case,
right, people may remember from the Middle Eastern stage, you can actually climb up onto this platform.
Uh-huh.
So press triangle near the platform, climb up on top,
yeah.
then press triangle when you're on the platform, and Snake will assume a pose.
Wow, I didn't know this. Well, it looks weird without your statue camel, though.
Mm-hmm. Also, this pose is a little bit interesting. It's a Japanese pose, right?
Yeah, the Nio pose. Nio is a...
Gate guard.
Well, if you go to Asakusa shrines mm-hmm. and, you know, temples, usually on the gate, well, on the side of the gate, there are huge statues
mm-hmm.
that look like devils.
Right.
Which are not. But they're doing this kind of pose.
And so they're like gatekeepers
or gate guards.
Guardians. Mm-hmm. of the gate to the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So anyway, there's that statue pose. So mm-hmm. people may not know about that. And so next we want to move ahead from this platform, head to the north, and you'll see a door to the north that leads out of this courtyard area.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just head there. On the way, you may be able to pick up another PSS,
mm-hmm.
which you can sell for money. So anyway, head through this door on the north. And when you get to this intersection on the other side of the door, you want to head to your left.
There was a stairs.
There's a stairway, mm-hmm. so head down the staircase. And you come to an intersection. And on your left, there's a yellow car. And something else that people probably didn't notice at all is that on these buildings, there's actually an address. There are address plates on the building. So if you turn and look towards the staircase that you came down from, you'll see a pair of plates on the wall to the right of the stairs.
One says 313.
Right.
And the other one says 21.
Right.
What does this have a meaning?
It actually does. This is actually a unique address. All the buildings in Eastern Europe have a unique address. The meaning behind this is actually 3 stands for third stage, which is Eastern Europe. And then each model has a number. So 13 is, you know, the 13th building in Eastern Europe. And then at the bottom is a unique number on the green plate, which designates this specific building. So it's basically stage, model type, and specific model number.
So it's a very development code.
Right.
Almost.
Yeah, it is. Probably something that people won't realize at all.
You know? I don't.
You know, maybe people won't even care about it, but, you know, for the team, it actually did have meaning, and, you know, that just goes to show the insane level of detail that...
So there might be another 313.
Right, so you probably see another 313 somewhere in the game, if you look around, but having this combination of 313 and 21...
is unique to this building
to
right
this
here.
Building right here.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, team member was saying like a 313-21 building was not, you know, quality was not great. So who did this?
I see.
So maybe there's a bug with this building, 313-21, and then everybody knows what they're talking about.
Okay. Maybe when you find or when you test it, go to 313-21 and then walk north or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I see. So, wow, quite handy.
So just a little bit of developer trivia.
Okay. We'll guide the listeners according to this number set, huh?
That might be hard.
Yeah, we'll just mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so now from this intersection, or, you know, from this place where you came down from the stairs, we want to head to the northeast.
Northeast?
Well, actually, it's...
It's a right side?
Actually, yeah, to the right. So when you came down from the stairs, take a right, and I guess it's more or less straight to the east, actually. So head to the east, and ahead of you, you'll see a building. And some lights on the other side of this railing. And so you want to head there, but be careful because on your left there is a pair of PMC guards. So let's put them to sleep. Alright, so once those guards are asleep, go ahead and walk until you hit the wall on the other side of this this rail.
So you're like walking on this corridor.
Right, so you're walking down this corridor behind these pillars. And keep an eye on the wall on your right. And eventually you'll see a staircase leading up.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people miss this also.
Yeah.
This leads to another funny little area.
Okay, so should we go up the stairs?
Yeah, let's go up the stairs. It's a little bit dark, so it might be a little hard to see where you're going, but when you get to the top of the stairs, you'll be near this bridge. And if you look straight ahead of you when you come up the stairs, you'll see a statue directly ahead of you.
Yeah.
Right to your right, another platform.
Without a statue.
Without a statue, which means it's another point where you can jump on and assume another silly pose.
There's a second place where you could do this.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and go up onto the platform and press triangle.
What's this pose this time?
This pose is just a silly pose. You know, basically we have a lot of different types of poses in the game, a lot of serious poses, you know, based off of real statues and things like that. But the director, Mr. Kojima, wanted to have just some really silly poses in there also, and so this was put in there. And one other thing to point out is as you're taking this pose to your right, you'll see ahead of you there's another Minami Akina poster.
Oh, our favorite Akina.
Right, the Akina.
The most powerful poster.
Yeah, your favorite, right?
No, the most powerful poster in this MGS4.
Yeah. Invincible.
Invincible poster.
Almighty Akina poster.
Wow.
All right, so... That's another point that players may not be aware of. So, next, let's move on. And what we're going to do from this point is head towards the canal.
Okay. Looking at Akina's posters, we take a left.
Right.
And we're going to cross this bridge.
And you should be heading roughly north to the northwest. And as you proceed, you'll hear a helicopter up above. And that means you're heading in the right direction.
And you're going down the kind of a slope
A slope, and then you'll come to a... intersection, and you'll see the helicopter with its searchlight looking for you. So be careful not to be spotted by the searchlight. And from here, take a left. And kind of sneak along. Be careful because there are PMC patrols here. as you proceed, you'll see a bunch of signs, like a cafe. And then you'll come to this building on your left. It's kind of like this big, dark, black brick building.
Yeah, what number is it?
The address is
312.
31312.
So we're the Studio B building?
Yeah, the Studio B building.
Okay.
And then you'll come behind this truck. You'll see a staircase heading down into the canal.
Oh.
So let's head down these stairs.
To the canal.
Into the canal. Oh. And at this point, a lot of people may just run straight ahead. But if you do a U-turn and go behind the stairs, you'll find that there's actually an FIM-92A surface-to-air missile. So for those people who want to take out the helicopter and take more of an action-oriented approach, they can use that to shoot it down. So next, what we want to do is we're just going to head on to the next load. So head down into the water, cross to the other side.
You could actually go into the canal as well.
Yeah. And then head to the east, to the other end of the canal. Just keep on heading to the east. Then when you get to the eastern side of this canal, on your left, you'll see a tunnel. And what we want to do is head through this tunnel. And this will go to another load, leading to Midtown Northwest Sector. So jump into that load.
Load.
Three.
Another load phase.
All right, so you jump into the load and you come out the other side. Okay, now I want to point out something about the mist and the drizzling rain. Remember at the beginning of the stage, I said there was another little secret pertaining to that mist. And if you go into first person view right now and just kind of look around, you'll notice that it's no longer drizzling.
Oh, it stops.
Right, it actually stops and it's very gradual. As you proceed to the stage, it slowly gets, you know, clearer and clearer until finally, after 20 minutes or so, you have clear weather and it's no longer raining. So that's something else that people may not have noticed, is that, you know, the weather does change in real time. Okay, so in any case, I think we'll stop here. So go ahead and save on the other side of this tunnel where we came out from the load, and we'll pick up here in 2 weeks' time and cover the later half of the Eastern Europe stalking mission.
Well, this is surely a route that normally you won't take, playing the stage.
Right.
Chasing the resistance member. And we showed various kinds of behind-the-scenes talks about this. But is this actually a recommended route that you could to clear it faster than a normal route?
It's not necessarily faster. It might be a slightly easier route, depending on how you play. But, you know, the thing is, you can't really control the resistance member, per se. You know, the resistance member will take a route, and depending on how quickly you catch up to him, or depending on which PMCs you put to sleep, he may or may not come here. You know, he may end up going to the park.
Yeah.
So if you put that guy to sleep, you know, at the beginning of the stage, as we mentioned earlier, then the resistance member should head towards the river. But depending on how you play after that point, he may change routes again. So, so it's really dynamic. There's no real way to 100%, you know, control the resistance member.
I see. Yeah. So even if you're here first, it doesn't mean that he'll come and
Right.
You have to go find him.
So right now, you know, we kind of forged ahead on our own. And as you notice, you know, there's no resistance member in sight, and he won't come here since we weren't following him.
I see. Any other points?
Okay, well, you know, one other thing that I wanted to point out about this Eastern European stage is as we're walking around, you know, you saw a lot of signs and things for restaurants or shops. And this is something that, you know, the design team really wanted to get into the game because when they went to Prague and they walked around, you know, there's a lot of different small little shops and signs here. So they really wanted to recreate that atmosphere. And, you know, one shop in particular that really they wanted to put in for sure was the doll shop. And the reason for that is that when they went to Eastern Europe, they actually found, you know, several doll shops there.
Dolls and puppets.
Like dolls and puppets. And one interesting fact is that that is actually the origin of the mantis doll, right? So they went to Eastern Europe and they found this shop with this cool looking puppet in it. And, you know, they decided, wow, you know, that looks like something we want to use in the game.
I remember the signs and everything because Ken was really hassling me to get approval. All the signs and pop and try to make it fake and half fake. True as possible, but make it fake, you know, not to ruin the whole atmosphere of Prague. Right. Right. But of course, we can't use the sign as is because, you know, it might...
It's going to take a long time to get a, you know, whole license and thing, issue. So,
but it was very small. We didn't want to get every sign up and license and things like that. But the whole team wanted to make the environment as much as kind of real Eastern Europe as possible. But some signs were really, at first, very hilarious. There was some duck signs. And of course, there's... Even if you go to Eastern Europe, there isn't a poster of Akina, right? But, you know, apart from that, there was like ducky signs, frog signs, you know, cute stuff as well. Right. But, you know, it was challenging to try to tell Ken, don't use this, don't use that. It took a long time.
Yeah.
But he was hassling me always.
What about the train station also? The train station was actually modeled after the actual train station.
Yeah,
Was it a combination?
That's a combination. That's a combination of the Prague stations and we went to a train station in Germany too, right?
Did
we? At a GC show.
Oh, yeah.
I think we checked the Leipzig,
the
central station or something.
Central station.
Yeah, and we learned some stuff from there too.
So it's kind of a combination
of
European
the various European stations. Yeah.
Also, that cutscene is really funny for me because I could tell who is doing the motion. Capture.
Really?
Yeah, it was a couple of familiar faces. And how he walked and all that thing. It was really funny. Okay, Sean, once again, our next meeting point.
Okay, so the next meeting point will be right here, actually. So once you get through that load point at the bottom of the canal, and you come out the other side of the tunnel, just go ahead and save it there. It should be the Midtown Northwest sector.
Okay.
And we'll pick up here in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We're going to have a little bit more traveling guide of Eastern Europe in the next 2 weeks as well. So I hope everyone enjoyed this tour. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
All right. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Check back next time for more tips, tricks, and insider info on Metal Gear Solid 4, brought to you by Kojima Productions and Hideo Kojima himself. Make sure to send in your comments to Hideo Blog. See you next time.